It's that time again. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show. And here he is, passing out handfuls of salted pistachio nuts and tipping his hat. That guy with the endless supply of smiles and toe-tapping tunes. Your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. It's definitely that time again. Time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, it's me again, folks, that optimistic, happy-go-lucky guy, Jason Kirkman. And I hope you're having a fantastic week. I can tell you, I can guarantee you, that I certainly am. I hope you're smiling, and if not, well, maybe we can do something about that. I sure hope so. They say smiles are contagious, you know, and radio is a very hard laboratory to test that theory, but that doesn't mean we can't give it a try, now does it? This is the Jason Kirkman Show, as Mike said, so stay tuned for all the good stuff we enjoy every week right here.
Say when you wanna be my baby, when you're feeling blue, if you'll send some word by a little blue bird, then I'll come running home to you. Say hey, when you wanna talk things over, when you know it's true, if you'll just let me know, honey, then I'll show you that I'll come running home to you. And just remember, when you're tired of living all alone, I will always be as close to you as your telephone. Just say when you wanna be my baby, when you know it's true, just let me know, baby, then I'll show you that I'll come running home to you. Oh, just remember, when you're tired of living all alone, baby, I will always be as close to you as your telephone. Say when you wanna be my baby, when you're feeling blue, you just send some word by a little blue bird, baby, I'll come running home to you. Say when, honey? Just let me know, would you please?
That was Carl Perkins with Say When. How about a little Christmas music now? What do you say? Here's Johnny Preston with I Want a Rock and Roll Guitar.
It was the night before Christmas, and everything was real quiet. So I thought I'd take myself a little walk at Christmas Eve night. I was making it on down the street when, to my surprise, I saw this little bitty cat with big old tears in his eyes. Now I could see he was standing in front of this music store, and he looked real brought down. I could hear what he was saying. He didn't know I was around. He say, I want a rock and roll guitar with a big bass string. I want a rock and roll guitar so I can play that thing. I want to be on TV like a rock and roll star. I want Santa Claus to bring me a rock and roll guitar. So I walks over to him, 'cause I understand. I thought I'd cheer him up, so I say, look here, little man, you don't want no rock and roll guitar. You want a six gun like the Lone Ranger has, so you can run around saying, hi-ho Silver, Kimo Savi, and all that cowboy jazz. Or how would you like old Santa to bring you a little dump truck so you could go around dumping things? And he say, man, I don't want no dump truck. I want something that swings. He say, I want a rock and roll guitar with a big bass string. I want a rock and roll guitar so I can play that thing. I want to be on TV like a rock and roll star. I want Santa Claus to bring me a rock and roll guitar. Wait a minute there, wait a minute, hold on, I say, hold on there, little fellow. Why don't you be like the rest of the little chicks and cats and wish for a space helmet or a rocket ship or something wild like that? And you know what he say? He say, look here, Dad, I don't want no train or no plane, nothing square like that. That ain't the lick for me. When I wake, this whole place is gonna shake, 'cause you know what I want under my Christmas tree. He say, I want a rock and roll guitar with a big bass string. I want a rock and roll guitar so I can play the thing. I want to be on TV like a rock and roll star. I want Santa Claus to bring me a rock and roll guitar. Crazy little fellow, crazy. Yeah.
See. I was at the doctor's office the other day, and I mentioned to him that I couldn't get the song Green Green Grass of Home out of my head. He said, it sounds like you've got TJS. What's that? I asked him. He said, well, that's Tom Jones syndrome. I was a little nervous. Is that common? I asked. Well, he replied, it's not unusual.
You want to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual. You want to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual. You want to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. It's not unusual you want to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual you want to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
The first chili cook-off took place in 1967 in Terlinga, Texas, a border town about 400 miles west of Chili's alleged birthplace, San Antonio, and it ended in a tie between a native Texan and, surprisingly enough, a New Yorker.
I write to you for the last time from my deathbed, oh dear mother. My health is gone, I'm fading fast, and I fear I'll not recover. I've lost 100 pounds, my hair, my sight, and this illness had its nexus the day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas. Well, as you know, in Tennessee, you fed us normal things. Yeah, like Tabasco seasoned barbecue and spicy chicken wings. But I've got a friend down here in Texas who's a chili cook-off judge. And On the day of the statewide cook-off, he lay sick and could not budge.
I'm sicker than a dog, he said. You'll have to take my place. Now all you do is pick the chili you like after giving them all a taste. So, of course, I did what I had to do to help out my old friend. That decision ruined my life and brought me to this sorry end.
Do not eat Texas chili, Mama, or you will surely die.
Don't even mention Texas chili to me, and I will tell you why. Just the thought will fire up memories that will wreck my solar plexus of the day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas. They led me to the judge's stand and sat me in my place. Put three bowls of chili in front of me, just to sample, just to taste. Number one was dragon's breath, and it had such a nice aroma. I took a big old bite that nearly slipped into a coma. Oh, sweet Lord, what is this stuff? My uvula's on fire. My ears are ringing and my nose is running and my feet are starting to perspire. Then number two was called flamethrower, and it was not misnamed. One taste, my eyes, ears, nose, and throat all shot out long blue flames. Help somebody, call 911. I don't think I can breathe. I can't seem to catch my breath, and all I can do is wheeze. Then I heard somebody screaming uncontrollably. I turned to see who it was, and Lord have mercy, it is me. The winner was simply Charlie's Chili. Sounded innocent enough, but it knocked me backwards off the stand with one taste of the stuff. I got up running, looking for a doctor or an ice cold bottle of water. I downed a keg of beer and six snow cones, and it only made me hotter. It's been a year now, and I can only sip a smoothie now and then. If I try some solid food, the flames flare up again. I'm galled, burned, and blistered from my mouth down to my colon. And what little skin that's left at all is inflamed and badly swollen. So I write to you, dear mother, just to say goodbye and to warn you and the family of one thing before I die. Do not eat Texas chili. It'll put you in the ground. And even if you should survive, you won't be able to sit down.
Do not eat Texas chili, Mama, or you will surely die.
Don't even mention Texas chili to me, and I will tell you why. Just a thought will fire up memories that'll wreck my solar plexus.
Other day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas.
America's first Mexican food celebrity, so to speak, was not a Mexican at all. He was a man by the name of, and you've probably heard of him, Buffalo Bill Cody. He earned the unique recognition after he started a Mexican restaurant outside of Madison Square Garden in 1886.
It was a night. Oh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright, how bright it was, it really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. He kissed me and I had to fall in love. It was a kiss, oh what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. How he could kiss, what a kiss. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of his lips set me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. Ooh, I gave my heart to him in the sweet surrender. How well I remember, I'll always remember. Oh, that night. Oh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and his love, and the night was gone. But I know I'll never forget his kiss in the moonlight. Mmm, such a kiss. Oh, oh, such a night. Well, I gave my heart to him in sweet surrender. How well I remember, I'll always remember. It really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and his love and the night were gone. But I know I'll never forget that kiss in the moonlight. Oh, such a kiss. Mmm, such a night. Now he's gone, gone, gone. He's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, dawn, dawn. And the night was gone, and my heart was gone. Yes, my love was gone, and before the morn. Oh, oh, what a night.
That was Dinah Washington with Such a Night. I'd like to thank all of the stations for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show, 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, our sister stations, 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, and KTMN, pushing a lot of power out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. The Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM out of Cairo, West Virginia, Remember When Radio out of Columbia, South Carolina, Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the Beautiful Islands, and Q-Star Radio out of Florida. WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California. Classic Hits 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado. And W-Rock Radio, and they can be found at WLOR.net, based out of Boston. DeepOldies.com, Dark Classics Radio, they're out of Dark County, Ohio. WRSG 91.5 serving Middleborough, West Virginia. That's Knights Radio. They are the Silver Knights. The station staffed for three periods with high schoolers along with several 8th grade honor students. Keep up the fantastic work. Check out all of the stations that carry the Jason Kirkman Show and their websites by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Don't forget to check out the blog. And I'd love it if you send me an email.
Every time she kissed me,
hamburgers weren't really very popular until they were introduced at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. In America alone, 50 billion burgers are eaten in one single year. 60% of all sandwiches sold globally are hamburgers. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. Well, folks, I've been known to record a song or two every now and then. Here I am playing the piano and singing the lead vocals on a favorite old tune of mine, Mess of Blues.
I just got your letter, baby. Too bad you can't come home. I swear I'm going crazy, sitting here all alone. Since you've gone, I've got a mess of blues. I haven't slept in weeks since Sunday. I can't eat a thing all day. Every day is just Blue Monday. Every day you've been away. Since you're gone, I've got a mess of blues. Who's that goes a teardrop rolling down the face? Well, if you could cry when you're in love, you sure ain't no disgrace. I gotta get myself together before I lose my mind. I'm gonna catch the next train going, leave my blues behind. Since you've gone, I got a mess of blues. Our roots that goes at the eardrop, rolling down the face. Sure ain't no disgrace. I'm gonna get myself together before I'm losing my mind. I'm gonna catch the next train going and leave my blues behind. Since you've gone, I've got a mess of blues.
Thomas Edison once said, "I never did a day's work in my life. It was all fun." And here's Mr. Jerry Reed with "When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again."
Those memories that linger in my heart, memories that make my little heart go cold. But someday they're gonna live again, sweetheart. Turn to gold, come in now, Chester. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay.
Thanks again for spending a few moments of your day with me. You know, The Jason Kirkman Show is produced in the Tularosa Basin of southern New Mexico, and I am so glad of it. We've got a lot to do and see here, and you'd make us proud to consider a visit with us on your next family vacation. We'd love to show you around and feed you some of the best food the Southwest has to offer. You never know. You might even leave wishing you lived here. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of those sites are linked at my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next time right here on The Jason Kurtman Show on this fantastic station. And don't forget my website at jasonkurtman.com and the show page on Facebook, too. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Little Richard's Too Fine Mama. Kurtman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing products for home and business since 1906. They are an American tradition. todaysfullerbrush.com. I'm Jason Kurtman. Don't forget to spend time, quality time, with the ones you love.